Thank you for downloading this podcast. We trust you will be blessed by the following message from High Praise.
I was going to begin this morning on the man after God's own heart. And I have some things the Lord's placed in my heart about that, about being a man or a woman after God's own heart. How many of you want to be a man or a woman after God's own heart? You want to be a man or a woman after God's own heart? And I believe that we can see in the Bible there was a man that God specifically said that was a man after his own heart. That was David. And a lot of times people think that David was a man after God's own heart solely because he was, as many have referred to him, as the sweet psalmist. But I want you to understand there was a lot more to David than being a psalmist, than being a worshiper. That's all wonderful and good. But there was a lot more to David that made him a man after God's own heart. We're going to share some things. However, yesterday I really began to feel the Lord speak some things and drop some things within my spirit prophetically to declare and to speak over this church body. I believe it's very fitting because of the type of service that we've already had. This is a Holy Spirit prophetic service today. Hallelujah. There's times that we come and we hear solid teaching of the Word, and I want you to know we are all for that. We have a lot of it here, and I will say particularly on Wednesday nights, we do more systematic type teaching from the Word. Not always, but we do it more so on Wednesday nights than any other service. However, to this morning, I believe that there is a fresh now Rhema word that God is speaking over this church body. I believe that the Lord is causing some things to transpire, and there are some spiritual transitions that God is bringing into this church and into our lives personally that is thrusting us into a new season that we are going to rejoice over, and that is going to be the greatest season that we have ever lived in. Now understand, I'm not just saying that because that sounds good. I'm saying that because that's what the Holy Ghost is saying. That's what Holy Spirit is saying right now. I am opening some things up to you that will cause you to be thrust into the greatest season of your life. And by the way, I want you to know, we've experienced, as far as Pastor Stacy and I, we've experienced some great seasons and still are in a great season right now. Now, I will say we've experienced some seasons where there has been some tests. And we've experienced some seasons where our faith was tried. But don't you know, we always came out on the other side stronger with the answer in our hand. Hallelujah. Amen. Understand this. If you've been going through a test or a trial, hey, don't give up. Understand there's a reward on the other side. Look at somebody and say, there's a reward if you don't quit. See, when you're in the middle of a test, you don't quit. How many ever took a test whenever you were in school? And how many know the test isn't because the teacher's mean. The test is to see what you know. It's to find out what's on the inside of you. And in the middle of the test, what's happening is God's revealing to you what is on the inside of you. So if there's an area that needs to be shored up, you can begin to work on that area and make it stronger. Hallelujah. Amen. But understand also this, if you did good on the test, you got an A. And if you got enough A's and you got your report card and there was an A, I don't know about in your house, but we had reward money. I forgot what we called it. We called it allowance money, I think. And if you brought home a report card that had A's on it, you know what? Mom and daddy had something to reward you with. Did anybody else grow up in a house like that if you got straight A's or, you know, you got something? Well, at least you didn't get a whipping, praise God. There was a reward. So, you know, my mom and dad, you know, they'd, you know, I'll give you so much for every A. And so, you know, whenever the test came, I'm going to make sure I do good on the test so that I'll get a reward on the other side. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, if you're going through a test, understand this, there's a reward on the other side. Don't give up. Don't cave in. Don't throw in the towel. Amen? Keep going forward. Keep moving forward. Praise God. Now, in Isaiah 45, verse 1, it says this, "Thus says the Lord to his anointed." I want you to underline the word anointed, write it down, do whatever you need to do to make a notation of it. "Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors. Everybody say the double doors. So that the gates will not be shut. If you want a title for the message this morning, this is simply called The Double Doors. I hear the Lord saying that he is ushering us in to a season of the double doors. He is ushering us in to a season of the double doors. Look at somebody and say, double doors. So that the gates will not be shut. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this. Whenever God begins to open doors before you, it cannot be shut. Man does not have the ability, nor the power, nor the authority to shut doors or to shut gates that God is opening up before you. Hallelujah. I don't care if people don't like you. I don't care if the boss doesn't like you. Whenever God opens doors and God opens gates, nobody can shut them. Hallelujah. And I heard the Lord saying, I am ushering you into a season of the double doors, where double doors are opening before you. Verse 2, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. How many of you this morning will just open up your heart here for the next 20 or 30 minutes and say, I want to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying right now. I want to hear what the Lord is saying about open doors. I believe that the Lord is declaring and speaking prophetically over this church body that we have already entered into a transitional season, and now we are walking, beginning the process of walking through the opening of double doors that he has set before us. Now understand, whenever you see in the Bible where the word, you know, even Jesus said, I am the door, and we have to understand a door is representative of an opening that is being made available to us, a way of entry. How do you enter into a house or a building? You enter through a door. A door, understand this, it always speaks, understand, of legal entry, of appropriate entry. It speaks of coming in the correct manner. And I hear the Lord saying that you have been faithful and you have labored with the word of the Lord. And the Lord says, now you will see the double doors open before you. And I hear the Lord saying, I am ushering you in through the doors by my Spirit. The Lord says, doors of opportunity, doors of breakthrough, doors where you will see what I have declared and what has been prophesied, says the Lord. The Lord says, this is a day to rejoice going through the gates. Rejoice going through the doors. For God says, I have opened it and no man can shut it, says the Spirit of the Lord. Whenever you read over there in the book of Revelation and you read the letter that was written to the church at Philadelphia, what the Lord began to say to them is, I have set before you an open door. And then he says this, that no man can shut. You know, a lot of times what has happened is we as believers have put more stock in what man is able to do than what God is able to do. I think it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that right now there are a lot of things that need to change in America. There are a lot of things that are out of sorts, that are out of kilter, and just on the election scene, I'm not all that old. I'm 54 years old, but I have never seen anything like this in my entire life. It's crazy. And there's a lot of things that are wrong that need to be made right. But understand this, man doesn't have the power, man doesn't have the ability, and really the only thing that's going to turn this nation around is when hearts begin to turn to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and begin to focus our attention on him. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need to get involved in the political scene and that because we do and we need to vote, but understand this, my trust is not in a political candidate. I'm gonna say that again. I'm not trusting in a political candidate. You know what it says over there in Psalms? Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. There's only one person that can turn this nation around, and that is Jesus. There's only one individual that has the power to produce the change that needs to be produced in this nation, and his name is Jesus. Amen? Now again, I want to give the balance. I'm not saying that we shouldn't vote. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be involved. Yes, do all of the above. But understand this, if we're looking at one person as the individual that's going to turn everything around and is going to make everything right, then we're putting our hope in the wrong thing. We're putting our faith and we're putting our confidence in the wrong thing. Hear this, God never intended you to put your confidence, your faith, and your hope within a man and what a man could do. That's the reason he said, I'm opening a door before you that no man can shut. In other words, it doesn't matter what man may do. It's not going to affect the door that I'm opening before you. Amen? See, my life is not determined by what everybody else is doing. Oh, praise God. Your life is not determined, nor is it limited by everything else that's going on in the culture. I'm not taking my cues from what's going on in the culture or the society. As born-again, spirit-filled believers, we need to be taking our cues from what heaven is transmitting. Is this making sense to you? We have to take our cues from what heaven is transmitting. What is heaven saying? What is the Holy Spirit declaring? And that's where we take our cues. Amen? That's what we adhere to. And again, the church at Philadelphia, the Lord says, I put before you an open door that no man can shut. And understand that the door has the ability to restrict or receive. And whenever the Lord says, I put before you an open door, that means there is an opening, there's an opportunity now that has presented itself for us to begin to move forward. See, the door keeps you from moving forward. It restricts you until it has opened before you. And the Lord is declaring, I have set before you double doors, open double doors, and I'm now ushering you in. Look at somebody and say, open double doors. Look at somebody and say, God's opening the double doors. I think it's very interesting. I had you write down the word anointed. Everybody say anointed. How many of you believe that you're anointed of the Lord? Would you look at somebody and say, you're anointed of the Lord? Look at somebody and say, I'm anointed of the Lord. Listen, if you're a born-again, spirit-filled believer, you're anointed of God. Hallelujah. You have an anointing. As a matter of fact, it says over there in 1 John, he says, you have received an anointing from the Holy One. We already possess an anointing. So understand, whenever you read this scripture in Isaiah 45, I believe that there is application that can be made to us as born-again, spirit-filled believers in this season and in this time. The Lord says, I have set before you and I am opening up before you double doors. Hallelujah. Amen. And so now, whenever the Lord says that double doors are open, that means this, there is no restriction. Please write that down. No restriction. Everybody say no restriction. Look at somebody, say the devil can't restrict you. Look at somebody, say man can't restrict you. Look at somebody, say there are no restrictions for you moving into the double doors. You see, a lot of times, again, what we end up doing is we begin to give the enemy too much credit also. And we think that the enemy has more power than what he has. Understand this, the only power the enemy has over your life is the power that you delegate to him. And if you'll stop delegating him power, he will have no power within your life. My Bible tells me that Jesus stripped him of all his authority. My Bible tells me that Jesus stripped him of the power that he had. My Bible tells me that Jesus took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and then he gave all authority and all power to us. Hallelujah. The only power the enemy has is what you begin to give him. And most of the time, whenever believers give the enemy, delegate the enemy power and authority, it's with the words of their mouth. I preached on this Wednesday night. If you weren't here Wednesday night, you need to get the CD. Or get the, we may end up putting it up online, I don't know. But nonetheless, you need to get a copy of it. Because the Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. I did a whole message on the language of faith. And the reason I preach that is because I believe to enter into this season, we must begin to speak the language of faith. We must begin to call those things which be not as though they were. We must realize that faith is now. Look at somebody say faith is now. Look at somebody say, if it's not now, it's not faith. Faith is always now. Faith says, I have it now. Faith says, it's mine now. Faith says, I'm healed now. Faith says, I'm delivered now. Faith says that I'm free now. Hallelujah. Faith says, I'm whole now. Faith says, I'm prosperous now. Faith says, I've already got it before I even see it. To move into double doors, understand this. You've got to begin to speak the language of faith. Amen? And so he begins to say, make this declaration over his anointed. Now, anointed literally means this. I'm going somewhere with this. Hang with me. Anointed literally means to rub with oil. It means also to have oil poured on you. Now, understand this. Many times God anoints us before we know fully for what purpose we have been anointed. I'm going to say that again. Many times God begins to release an anointing within us before we know fully what the purpose is for that anointing. And the Lord began to remind me, and I know that many of you were here, it was a service that took place several months ago. I don't know, about 3 months ago, 6 months ago, I don't know, I can't even remember exactly when. But I did something I have never done in the history of this church. In almost 20 years, I've never done anything. I've anointed with people with oil in the sense of I'd, you know, dab my finger on the oil bottle, turn it over and put a little, you know, little touch of oil. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to pour oil on people's heads. And I'm thinking, well, this is going to ruin people's outfits. But let me tell you what, whenever God says do something, you just need to do it. And I don't know how many of you that had oil poured on your head, if your clothes were messed up or not, but honestly, it really doesn't matter. Because the Lord took me back to this and he said, whenever you were anointing and pouring oil on people's heads, now I'm beginning to reveal to them what the purpose of the oil was actually released for. In other words, we were anointed not just so that we could leave with oily heads. We were anointed because God would say, there is something that is coming up that I am ushering you into. You may not know the fullness of it yet, but there is a season that is on the horizon. And I'm telling you, we are at that season now that God is ushering us in. There are double doors that have been opened before us. Hallelujah. You see, whenever you go through double doors, what that means is things that were difficult and things that were restricted are no longer difficult and are no longer restricted to you. There is an ease that begins to take place in what you're doing. You begin to see results of what you're doing very quickly. And I'm declaring to you by the Holy Spirit this morning, the Lord is saying, I have anointed you and I've called you to the kingdom for such a time as this. We are anointed for this season, praise God. Amen. Look at somebody and say, you're anointed for this season. The first thing that he specifically says to Cyrus, he says, you're my anointed. And by the way, this is what you're anointed to do. This is what my anointing will produce within you. And I think it's very interesting. If you read over there in Isaiah chapter 61, it says, it was a messianic prophecy, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to what? Preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty the captives, to clothe them with the garment of praise, to give them the oil of joy for mourning. And we see what the anointing is there to produce. So here we see with Cyrus, the Lord says, you're my anointing. You got to understand, Cyrus is not even a covenant man. Cyrus is the king of Persia. He's not the king of Israel. He's not the king of Judah. He's not even a man that's actually in covenant. But God anoints him. Boy, there's a revelation right here. God anoints him for a purpose because he wanted him, talking about Cyrus, to begin to open some doors that needed to be opened for his people. I just feel this rising up within me. There may be some of you that are working for a wicked boss. You may be working for somebody that's not even saved. But let me tell you something. God can still do something within that man's life and can turn the heart of the king, so to speak, and it caused doors to begin to be opened for you that were not opened yesterday. See, don't get in your mind, well, I'll never be able to advance here because my boss is an unbeliever. I'll never be able to go any further here because I'm surrounded by people that don't look favorably upon me. Listen, my friend, if you've got God's favor, you've got the one favor that is really the most important to have, and it'll trump the favor of man every time. Amen? Now, the first thing he says, I've anointed you to do is subdue nations. Everybody shout, subdue nations. I want you to say this and I want you to write it down. I am anointed to take dominion. Everybody say it. Now look at your neighbor and say, you are anointed to take dominion. Look at somebody and say, we are anointed to take dominion. Now this is what's very interesting. Whenever you read over in Genesis, what you'll find is the very first commissioning that God gave to man was this, go take dominion. Before he told him to do anything else, he said, go take dominion. He said that to Adam. At that time, there really wasn't even, let me back up. You know what, if Adam would have fulfilled the first commissioning, whenever the enemy, the serpent, showed up, if he had taken dominion then things would have never got to the place that they're at today. Can I tell you that the reason that the world is in a mess today, it goes all the way back to Adam. Whenever Adam didn't fulfill the, get this, he didn't fulfill the first commissioning that God gave to him. He said, Adam, take dominion. He failed to take dominion. He should have taken dominion over the serpent whenever he showed up, but he didn't. Eve should have taken dominion over the serpent the moment that he showed up, but she didn't. And listen, because of that, now we have the mess that we have. But can I tell you something? Jesus came in the fullness of time, and he redeemed you. He redeemed me, and he put us back into the place that Adam fell from. And he said, now I want you to go and fulfill the first commission that I gave to Adam, and that is this, you take dominion in the earth. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I'm called to take dominion. I believe whenever we understand that we're anointed to take dominion, that is the moment that we begin to walk in victory, we walk in triumph, we walk with all the enemies of God underneath our feet. God has called us to subdue the powers of darkness, I believe, in this city, this state, this region, and the nation. And understand that God, he didn't tell Adam to take dominion just because he thought it was a good idea. He told him to take dominion because it was something that was going to need to be done. It was something that needed to be accomplished in the earth. I'm telling you right now that the earth is crying out. The earth is crying out. Even Paul talked about it, how that the earth even cries out for the fullness of the manifestation of the sons of God. Can I tell you right now that this earth, what they're crying out for, even though they're manifesting it in the wrong way, what the earth is actually crying out for is we want to see the reign of King Jesus, and they don't even know it. They want happiness, they want joy, they want provision, they want everything, but they're looking in the wrong place. However, what's happening is the earth is crying out. We know that we need change to come to the earth. But I'm telling you, the only way that it will come and the only answer and the only solution is Jesus. And we are called to take dominion. Look at somebody say, I'm anointed to take dominion. The next thing he says is loose the armor of kings. And so this is the next thing I want you to write down. I'm anointed to dismantle the control of the wicked. I am anointed to dismantle the control of the wicked. Loose the armor of kings, it literally means to divest the rulers of their authority and their rule. Ephesians 6:12 says, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but we war against the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly realms. That's what we're fighting with. That's what we're wrestling with. I believe that God is releasing in the midst of this double door season, power to loose oppression that has been levied by the enemy. I believe that's what was happening this morning. Whatever oppression has been levied by the enemy, it is being loosed in the name of Jesus. Listen, my friend, God didn't call any of us to live as a captive in the enemy's camp. He didn't call you to live imprisoned. He didn't call you to live as a slave. He didn't call you to live down under. He called you to live above, hallelujah. He called you to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. He called you to rule over, not to be ruled over, hallelujah. Amen. Again, he said, you'll be the head and not the tail. See, I am anointed. I want you to get this on the inside of you, that you are anointed to dismantle the control of the wicked. If there's any area within your life or within your family or wherever you may go where you see the control of the wicked, you have to understand this. You are anointed to dismantle the control of the wicked. How many of you saw the movie War Room? Did you see the movie War Room? I mean, we took our whole church, the whole church actually, to see it. For those of them that wanted to go. But you have to understand, one of the things that you see happening within that movie is a dismantling of the control of the wicked. I'm talking about the control of the wicked one. And you have to understand, the way that it was done is not through badgering. It wasn't through a fleshly means. It was done on somebody's knees. It was done through prayer. It was done through intercession. It was done by standing in the gap. Can I tell you what my Bible tells me? If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways and begin to pray, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Hallelujah. Amen. God said that he would heal our land. Amen. Well, why is that so? It's because we are anointed by the Holy Spirit to dismantle the control of the wicked. Well, you don't understand what's going on within my family. Hear this, you're anointed to dismantle the control of the wicked. Well, you don't understand what my kids are doing. You're anointed to dismantle the control of the wicked. You've got the power of God living on the inside of you. You've got the faith of God dwelling on the inside of you. You're anointed to dismantle the control of the wicked wherever it may be levied. Amen? The next thing he says is open the double doors. Everybody shout double doors. I want you to write this down. I am anointed for the double portion blessing. Anointed for the double portion blessing. In Isaiah 61, verse 7, it says this, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. In their land, they shall possess double. Somebody's going to get a hold of this in just a moment. In their land, they shall possess double. In your land, you will possess double. In your territory, you will possess double. There won't be shame. There will not be confusion. There will not be any area where the enemy is taking advantage of you. You will possess double portion blessing. Hallelujah. Listen, I know this is not a polished message. It's not designed to be a polished message. I am prophesying to you today. This is what the Holy Spirit is saying, that He is moving us into a place where there is double doors that have been opened before us. Amen? If you got ears to hear, hear. I'm not here to tickle your ears today. I'm here to just be obedient to what the Holy Spirit said. The other stuff that I was going to share, I would have, just to be honest with you, it would have been wonderful and would have been blessed. But the Lord is saying, now this is the time. Yes. Right now is the time. Yes. This is the season I'm ushering you into it. It's not being delayed any longer. You are in the season. You are in the time. You have made the turn, and now you're going through the double doors. It is double portion blessing. You're going to break through on the right and on the left. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you with singing. The Lord is saying, this is the season of the double doors. Things are happening. Things are breaking open. I'm prophesying right now. The Lord is saying, it is a new day. It is a new season. It is a new time. It is a new moment. It is a new second. Now, if you're satisfied where you're at, fine. And when I say satisfied, what I mean and where you're at, I'm talking about where you're at spiritually, what you're partaking of, wonderful and good. It's all good. I'm telling you, I'm very thankful for everything that we're experiencing, but I'm telling you, there is something that God has put out here. And I hear the Lord saying, reach for it. Would everybody just do this? Come on. Come on, just say, I'm reaching for it. Come on. Come on, just stretch out your hand and say, I'm reaching for it. Why don't you just stand to your feet right now and just say, I'm reaching for it. I got through about half of this message, but we're going to stop. I believe the Lord is saying, it's time to reach for it. He said double doors are open before you. Always understand this. Whenever doors are open, the goal is not the doors. The goal is what's on the other side of the doors. Y'all know right now, we're building a house. And once it all got laid out, I had told Stacy, I said, go stand right where the door is at. We got as close, she'd had to get in the hole actually to get where we were at that time. But she got as close as she could. I took her picture and then she took my picture. And some of you may have seen it on Facebook. But you know, and then yesterday went back out, all the footers, except for just the part where they're going to bring in a bunch of dirt. And y'all pray that the dirt will just be multiplied supernaturally. And anyway, but I just got over there and walked right where the door is at. But understand that once that house is built, the goal is not the doors, even though they're going to be pretty doors. And as a matter of fact, it's going to be double doors too. We're going to have double doors. You don't have to clap so much for double doors. I just thought about it. It's double doors. Maybe it's a prophetic statement there. Double doors. But the goal of the house is not so I can look at the outside and go, wow, aren't those doors pretty? Oh, isn't that stone pretty? Everybody else can admire it, but understand how I say it. I'm not building the house so I can admire it. I'm building the house so I can open those doors and walk over the threshold and enter in to what's on the inside of that house. See, whenever the Lord says there's double doors that I'm opening, that means there's something on the other side, and it's time to walk through the door. It's time to reach for everything that God has for you. Don't be satisfied living on the outside looking at the doors when you got to just walk over the threshold. How many say, I'm going to do it right now? Come on. Say, I'm going to do it. We're going to do a prophetic gesture this morning. You do whatever you got to do. Get wherever you got to get. But I believe the Lord is saying it's time to walk through the doors, walk over the threshold, reach for what God has for you. I want you to reach out, say, in the name of Jesus, I'm taking what's mine. I'll possess double, double doors, double portion is mine in the name of Jesus. I receive it now. Give the Lord a shout of victory right now. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a shout. I say, give God a shout. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. See, the Lord is causing us. He's escorting us. I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying, I am escorting you in. I'm not doing it by myself. I got the Holy Spirit. I believe I got a threefold escort. I believe I got the Father. I believe I got the Son. And I got the Holy Ghost. And I'm just being escorted in all the way. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. I'm protected all around around me as I walk in. Hallelujah. Instead of your shame, you'll have double honor. And in your land, you'll possess double. I hear the Lord saying, because you have been faithful, because you have been faithful to stand. The Lord says, because you have been faithful to declare and to make known. The Lord says, I am releasing you into a new season. The Lord says, I have opened before you doors that cannot be shut. And the Lord says, I am now ushering you in to a new season. For God says, you are anointed for this season. The Lord says, I have equipped and empowered you. The Lord says, you went through the season of preparation. And you went through the season of testing. And you passed the test. And the Lord says, now you are entering through the doors. Through the doors that I have opened before you. For the Lord says, there is blessing as you walk through the doors. There is breakthrough. The Lord says, there is manifestation. There is healing. There is deliverance. The Lord says, there is prosperity and increase. The likes that you have not known up until this time and this moment. For the Lord says, I've called you to the kingdom for such a time as this. So the Lord says, walk through the doors. Walk through the doors. Walk through the doors. For I'm escorting you today, says the Spirit of the Lord. Can you lift your hands and just give Him praise today? Come on, lift your hands and give Him praise. Hallelujah.
We trust you received from this powerful message. If you are being blessed by the ministry of High Praise and would like to sow a financial seed, you can do so at our website, highpraisepc.com. At our website, you will also find more information about our services and resources that we have available that will be a blessing to your life. Also, connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. God bless you, and thank you for downloading this podcast from High Praise.